right, ladies and gentlemen, join us, won't you, for a time with Nicole, which we call Recommentals. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, guys.
Hi, it's nice to have a little female in here. Gosh, yeah. Dang it, man. Too many dudes.
Right.
It's a sausage fest.
I know, right? So,
my camera's out. I switched rooms, so I don't have my camera.
Oh, no worries. You're fine. I mean, you know, we're always happy to see your lovely visage, but today, you know, we're good. So Nicole is here. She comes on Wednesdays, and we love Recommentals because it's stuff that a lot of us haven't seen or haven't thought of seeing or thought maybe we should but didn't.
Maybe because forgot about it.
Sure. Saw years ago and haven't seen since.
In some cases, we didn't even know it was out there, and she's like unearthed these amazing finds and then brings them here to us today. So what's
today's
deal?
I'm really good at searching.
Yeah, real good. Google. Yeah. Google that, man. Google it.
Well, it's funny. The commercial you just played.
Yeah.
Is a great tie-in to my theme today.
Whoa, really? I didn't mean to.
I know. It's almost like we spoke ahead.
Yeah, it's like a horrible Peter Pan commercial, by the way.
Yeah.
It comes in, it sounds like he scares the crap out of that family.
I think they're clown. I think he was a clown, if I remember right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's even worse. Scared everybody to death. Anyway, so how does it tie in? I can't wait to hear. Is this like a Dustin Hoffman week or what's going on?
No, not Dustin Hoffman week.
All right.
Well, as you know, I'm a really big fan of The Wolf Among Us video game and the Fable series. And I love that world. And it seems like that concept has taken off in the past few years. I mean, you have shows like Grimm. Mm-hmm. And Once Upon a Time. I mean, it's in to do the fantasy thing. So I figure, why not do fairy tales as a theme?
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah.
Why not?
So fairy tales as a theme. And in fact, there's two Peter Pan movies streaming right now. The 1991 movie Hook is streaming on Netflix right now.
Speaking of Dustin Hoffman, yeah.
Speaking of Dustin Hoffman with Robin Williams, Julia Roberts.
Probably should go back to this because I hated it when it came out.
I remember you saying that. I think we've talked about this before.
I really didn't like it. Bob Hoskins is Smee.
Maybe you should film sack it.
I maybe
a good film sack, honestly.
Maybe I was hard on it because it felt the least Spielberg of all Spielberg movies to me.
Sure. Yeah.
And maybe that's okay, and I need to get over that. Like, it needs to be stand on its own and not be... Because now the worst Spielberg movie ever is Crystal Skull, without any question. So he can have that old seat. But I'm curious. Maybe I'll check it out again, see how it holds up. What'd you think, though?
I really enjoyed it, and I've even watched it recently. Mm. So maybe it's just because it's lighthearted and fun and... kid-based. I don't know. I still enjoyed it.
You think Robin Williams is a little over the top? Well, he's off. Whatever. That's
He's always over the top.
This is probably one of his more subdued.
Yeah, films. Because he plays Peter Pan grown up.
Yeah.
And he has to go back to Neverland.
I realize, don't you think the ocean's a little wet? It's a little watery. Yeah. Now you make a good point. And you're right. He had to play it more subdued because that was the whole idea, right? You had to show that he had kind of lost all of that and then he had to come back
all of his wonder,
find it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
And if you're not into Hook as a Peter Pan movie and you're looking for something a little bit more ridiculous and funny, you can also watch Robin Hood Men in Tights streaming on Amazon Prime right now.
Mm.
So that's a you know, funny take. Peter Pan, Robin Hood. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's too early in the morning.
Don't see men in tights.
they wore green.
They wore green.
Had Disney stuff based on them.
Why do I have it in my head?
Hat with a feather in it, I think.
Except for that.
You know what? That's it.
That vampire movie and Men in Tights are the two worst Mel Brooks movies ever made.
All right. Let me get back on track.
All right.
Oh, Devin loving it? Yeah.
So bad. Oh, my gosh.
The next movie I have for you is actually one of my favorite Cinderella stories probably of all time.
Okay.
Ooh. It was so well done. And it doesn't, I mean, Cinderella, the story of Cinderella is very tragic.
Yeah.
And the prince saves the day. But in this story, she kind of saves herself. And it's the 1998 movie Ever After with Drew Barrymore, Angelica Houston.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
It's such a great telling of this story.
Mm.
I really, really love it. It's streaming both on Amazon Prime and Netflix. If you have young daughters and you haven't sat down and watched this with them, do. It's such it's just a wonderful telling of the story.
Who's the Prince Charming dude? Who was that?
Doug Ray Scott.
Oh, right. I used to think that I had a man crush on that guy.
He was one of the Mission Impossibles, wasn't he?
Yes.
And he was actually considered to be, or he was going to be Wolverine before Hugh Jackman got the role.
Yeah, I think he's a little too, well, mm-hmm. whatever. He's a handsome man, let's just say that. Mm-hmm.
do either of you have any favorite, like, I mean, because I remember realizing that grim fairy tales were really dark, mm-hmm. and Disney kind of Disney-fied them and sure. scrubbed them clean.
Yeah.
And to actually get into the real story, they're messed up. Like Little Mermaid, the story of Little Mermaid is horrible.
Yeah, and any kids that they've only seen the Hercules story through the Disney eyes and haven't read the actual mythology around Hercules and how he came about and all that, that's twisted business, mm-hmm. man. Twisted freaking crap. Zeus is not jolly freaking happy father dude up in the sky with Hera, who seems to be loving it all or whatever. Zeus was a philandering douche who, you know, got it on with a human lady. And, you know, like, there is some dark stuff in all mythology and all fairy tales. And yeah, I like it when that gets explored. I think it's interesting when that happens. Yeah.
Well, there is a telling of Snow White that's streaming on Netflix that is really grim. Mm. There's no dwarves. It's Sigourney Weaver. It's just called Snow White, and I can't remember the tagline for it. It's like Snow White something. I just had it up. Have you seen this one?
Oh, no. Is this the A Tale of Terror? Yeah,
it's A Tale of Terror. Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Very dark. I mean, this is the grim version. I mean, it's just horrible, horrible people in this movie.
Wow.
And it's a scary telling of Snow White.
Yeah.
So Sigourney Weaver's in that one.
By the way, the Ever After cover art / poster art.
Yes.
Does that scream 98 to you at all?
Absolutely does.
Good Lord.
Hallmark. Yeah. Hallmark Channel movie of the week. Yeah. Looking,
and I swear all, you know, romantic comedies / whatever movies from that era all have that same color palette, the same style, the same close up of two faces like that. It's very
don't hold
telltale.
It against it. It's still a good movie.
All right, well, I'll check
probably
it out.
Probably my favorite.
I don't remember almost anything about it, but I have seen it, so maybe I just need to give it another shot. Did you know this? I don't know if you knew this.
What?
That's interesting. Google's search results, when I search for Ever After movie, you know how now they show a lot of stuff over to the left, like a bunch of images and IMDb info and all that? It's also got where it's streaming info.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's telling me I can see it from Google Play. I'd have to rent it on Netflix. Yeah. I can see it. It says through their service. No,
Netflix is streaming for free.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what it's saying.
It's through the service.
Yeah, okay. And then it says Vudu's also a rental. So it just says whatever services have it whatever service they have. That's pretty awesome.
I don't have to go to Can I Stream It anymore.
No, well, I mean, in theory, I don't know how involved this is yet or how fully complete it is, but it's
nice if they could do that.
It's actually cool. I did Snow White, A Tale of Terror, and it just mentions Google Play and Vudu. It doesn't mention streaming Netflix. Free on Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's
so
weird.
It's not quite up to date.
It must not be, but that I'm all for Google consolidating that data. I think that'd be great.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
So.
All right. So there's your number two.
And then this one's a hard one because it's so ridiculous. So I want you to set really low expectations for this one.
Okay.
God, okay.
All right.
It's just meant to be fun, Daryl. Don't take it literally.
All right. I like that we continued. This is one of those bar fights that's out in the alleyway now.
I think that that might have offended him. 10% offended him.
Yeah. Only 10%. If he could use all of his offense, just imagine what he could do. Anyway.
It's a ridiculous film. And I think it might even be film sackable. New film came out last year, 2013, Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters.
Oh, I heard that.
Now,
was utter
I know we
crap.
Haven't proven there aren't witches, but.
Yeah. But you might be able to have a little fun
just
with
dig it. Dig it in. Dig it in.
Oh, man. Yeah, Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner's in this.
How do we knew somebody who worked on this film, and I can't remember who it was, but could have been through Dodd Vickers or.
Let's see, Jeremy Renner. I'm going to check this out real quick.
So in the chat room.
Stromara and Famke Janssen.
Yeah.
Jeannie in the chat room, she's saying it's bad. It is kind of bad. But again, you got to go into it thinking, okay, ridiculous disbelief. Nothing makes sense. It's an action film. It's, I thought it was kind of neat to explore the Hansel and Gretel story just a little bit more beyond the candy shack or whatever.
Yeah.
So
15% on Rotten Tomatoes. Just throwing it out there.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
That's a little rough.
It's kind of ridiculous, but I mean, it was okay.
If you had,
but
to,
it's streaming right now.
If you had to guess the most highly critically acclaimed Jeremy Renner and the least critically acclaimed Jeremy Renner movie, what do you think the highest and the lowest is?
Well, I think this would probably be the lowest.
Nope, there's one that's worse.
Really?
Yep. National Lampoon's Senior Trip has a 0%.
Oh, really? Yeah. And Jeremy Renner's in that, huh?
Yeah, he's in that. Apparently a very young Jeremy Renner. So what would you say is the highest, if you had to guess?
The highest, probably The Avengers?
Nope. The Hurt Locker, 2009.
Oh, yeah, I guess The Hurt Locker. Yeah. Okay, wow.
He's done quite well, barely behind that, with The Town, American Hustle, Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, and so on. But, yeah. He's,
and the Matt Damon thing, the Bourne Identity, or Bourne Ultimatum was
the
his?
Bourne Ultimatum, yeah. No,
The Bourne Ultimatum.
What was that one? Yeah, it was Ultimatum, wasn't it?
Bourne Legacy?
Bourne Legacy, sorry.
Legacy.
I really liked that movie.
I haven't seen that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I did too.
I thought it was great.
Critics streaming also.
That thing barely eked out a 55%, but I thought it was amazing.
What was the Boston movie where
that
they
was
were,
The Town?
The Town.
Oh yeah, yeah,
when he was great in that.
Ben Affleck.
That's when I really he was very memorable in that movie to me.
He's in something called Neo Ned from 2005 that did okay.
Yeah.
He was in The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, which I love that movie. 28 Weeks Later, fantastic in that. Yeah. He's good in all kinds of movies. Yeah, he had a grisly death, spoilers, but it's he's a great character. I'm telling you right now, 28 Weeks Later is underappreciated and is still my favorite zombie movie of all time.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. More than the first one, more than any other zombie movies. I think it's great. Totally worth seeing. You should totally see it. If you haven't seen it,
watch Hansel? Are you going to watch Hansel and Gretel?
If I watch Hansel and Gretel, look, I watched Walter Mitty.
Did you?
Yeah, and I didn't love it. I thought it was okay. That was all right. We talked about this with Brian. I thought I was kind of in the middle. It was not the pile of garbage everyone's been telling me, but I didn't think it was. It wasn't like this mind blowing movie.
Like, I don't know. It was a good feeling movie.
It was okay. Yeah. I walked away okay from it. I think they had some problems with tone. I think they kept they wanted at first to make it more fantastical and like every time he had a daydream, things would go crazy, and then they forgot to do that anymore. And they just made him do things that seemed like that could have been a dream. But then you're like, wait, is that it? No, that's not a dream. All right. Well, whatever. I like the big guy in the helicopter. He's funny. Roll credits. It was fine. It was fine. And I really like what's her name. So it worked out. It wasn't the worst thing ever. And I didn't think it was the greatest thing ever.
I really liked it.
My kids want to move to Iceland. That's one thing that they did. But I will watch The Hunter Deal if you'll watch 28 Weeks Later.
Oh, I'll watch 28 Weeks Later. Okay. That's an easy.
I think you'll like it.
Yeah. I'm not saying Hansel and Gretel is this amazing movie.
No.
Let's just make sure I'm clear on this.
I'm willing to take a bullet for others to see 28 Weeks because they may have written it off as like, oh, what a dumb sequel. It's not. It's good. It's really good. And
this is just stupid fun.
This
is the kind of movie you just want to turn your brain off for like an hour and a half.
I would pay additional ticket money to see a 28 months later if they would just get on that and make that. I would. And then 28 years later, no problem. Let's go.
28 years later.
Just keep doing
keep
it.
On adding.
28 centuries later.
They should have started with seconds. 28 seconds.
I know. They could have gone so much longer.
So many sequels.
That would have been a really weird movie. 28 seconds later. Very short movie. All right. Nicole is, as always, can be found on the internet. You can find her at Nicole Spag and then lots of shows. We got a new Final Score tonight.
Yay.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I got some cool stuff to talk about there. And, what else? You got your Ladies of Lead on the weekends and Nerd Parents during the week and anything else? Am I missing anything?
Recommendals is up and running thanks to Icewarm.
Yep. So what's the Twitter account for that?
Recommendals
with
two M's. Whoever's doing your show notes, fix Recommendals.
Recommendals.
That might be me. I think I might have done that. Well, awesome. Well, Nicole, it's always a pleasure. Yeah. Have fun and enjoy 28 Weeks Later. I'll check with you 28 hours from now to see how it works.
Okay.